ARVS. And thanks again to Hub City Diner for the biscuits for the blues that they dropped off earlier. Thanks to the Taco Sisters, John Jenkins, Molly and Katie Richard. I guess he's a taco brother. Great Harvest Bakery, the Kitchen Shop in Grand Coteau for supplying all of our coffee this week. That has really fueled our volunteers. Thanks to Thibodeau's Breads and Bagels, Johnson's Bouconnière, and I know they've got the blues box on over there, and they always write it down on their little whiteboard to listen into the blues box on Fridays. Thanks, Johnson's Bouconnière. Thanks to La Cuisine de Maman over at Vermilionville for lunch, and Bibi's Patisserie. Nathan and Hannah, thanks for your longtime support for KRVS. 337-482-5787. So many ways to give, so many ways to enjoy KRVS, and we hope that we can count on you today to do your part, whatever that is. $10, maybe a dollar a day, or perhaps that Cypress Lake Circle level of $1,000 or more. But every call counts. Give what you can. Give what reflects your appreciation for the programs on KRVS. And we're going to get back on with some great blues music, Raul, but we're here till 1 o'clock.
That we will be. So thanks, Judith. And again, I'd like to thank all of you out there who do support us. We're going to turn next to the tune that launched John Lee Hooker's career back in 1948. It took him to number one on the R&B charts. And it's a classic example of his sort of one monochordal rambling on guitar and his mellifluous and sometimes even chilling vocals. His blues were a throwback to pre-war blues at the time, but had a wonderful appeal to so many people, particularly a lot of people that had moved north from Alabama and Mississippi, as John Lee Hooker had done. He was living in Detroit at this time. Here's John Lee Hooker with Boogie Chillin'.
Well, my mama, she didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. Oh, Lord. Well, my mama didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. When I first come to town, people, I was walking down Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people, yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie Chillin'.
first wife left me. God knows it put me out on the road. Well, when my first wife left me, God knows it put me out on the road. Ain't known ever since that day, now, baby. I've been drifting from door to door. Way no through and traveling, people. You know, my clothes got very thin. Way no twin traveling, people. You know, my clothes got very thin. Yeah, and I was just sitting here, one old man. Would my baby, she take me back again? If my baby take me back again, God knows I won't leave my home no more. If my baby take me back again, God knows I won't leave my home no more. Well, I'd stay at home, my baby. And God knows I would settle down.
Recorded in 1988, that was R.L. Burnside, Mississippi blues musician, doing a number called When My First Wife Left Me. That tune had been recorded some years prior to that by John Lee Hooker, and we heard John Lee Hooker prior to hearing R.L. Burnside. We heard John Lee from November of 1948 with his classic number one charter on the R&B charts back then, Boogie Chillin'. Little Ronnie Earl on the broadcasters, yeah. And Judith Merriweather.
Hey, Raul, I thought you were taking off on another song there. I was about to dash away.
I'm taking off on another tangent.
That's right, another tangent. We hope that you take off on a different tangent and become a member of Public Radio. Thanks so much to David Hebert from Lafayette for making his contribution. He says he's been listening to KRVS since the early 70s when we were, I think, about 10 watts, which meant we just got barely past the campus. He says he cannot imagine not having KRVS to listen to every day. Raul rocks.
Thanks.
And he'd like to hear maybe something from T-Bird and the Breaks. Don't know if that's a...
No.
We'll take a search for that. Thanks so much, David Hebert, for your contribution online. 337-482 5787-482-KRVS. Third hour of the Blues Box. It's time. C'est l'heure, it's the hour to make your contribution if you've not yet contributed. If you've never contributed, maybe you need to renew your annual membership. Please do your part. And as Raoul says, pay your blues dues. And we all know what that means in various parts of life. But during this fundraiser, we hope that you will pay your blues dues and help support this program. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. And helping to answer phones, Carter Lyles, Janice Batten, and Julie Hernandez, giving up their Friday morning to sit here and answer phones and help you make your contribution to KRVS. So many ways now, though, you can easily online. I think it gets easier and easier. Our form is very simple, and that red button on our homepage takes you immediately to that page. And you can pay by MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover. You could also ask us to send you a pledge reminder in the mail. Or if you have a moment this afternoon, stop in and say hello to Raoul. Take a look at the t-shirts, the Rooster Weather Vane shirt or the Blues Box shirt or the Lady shirt, which is a really pretty color. It's a blue shirt. It's seafoam blue, so I guess that qualifies for a blues shirt. It has a really pretty graphic of a rose and a butterfly, very vintage Victorian antique piece of artwork there, and it says KRVS Radio Acadie on the front. Very nice shirt. That's available for a $75 contribution. It's a slim fitted, really nice shirt. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, or that tote bag. Raoul keeps holding up that tote bag. I think he likes that and the idea of hauling fried chicken in it, but it's got a rooster on it, kind of a woodcut graphic. Very nice, bright,
hey, we
cheerful.
Fry anything.
Fry anything. It can hold a lot of things. That's available for a $75 contribution, and we'll be putting up an image of that on the Facebook page, but there is one on our webpage. So if you go to view all on the pledge page, you can see that tote bag, also designed by Lindsay Dreer, who did the Blues Box shirt. Thank you so much, Lindsay. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And we have a number of CDs that we're offering for a $125 contribution. Or you could choose that package of a mug and a t-shirt for $125. For a $150 contribution, you could choose the KRVS field bag, which is also canvas. It's a beautiful mocha Java brown color with our logo embroidered on the flap in gold. Very nice. You can fit a lot of things, a laptop, a picnic lunch, records, CDs, all kinds of things in that field bag. And it looks very cool. Really nice gift for someone in your life who might be a college student or yourself. Most of our producers use them to carry around their CDs. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. That KRVS is easy to remember if you just remember that 482 part if you can't get to the telephone right now. But so many people at their computers doing work, searching for information on Facebook perhaps, and maybe listening to the Blues Box as they're doing that. You can just quickly switch over to the KRVS page, krvs.org. And make that contribution right now to pay your blues dues. Tell Raoul what it means to you to listen to this program and support public radio that allows programs like the Blues Box to happen in our community. 337-482-KRVS. All public radio stations are different. We reflect the communities in which we are, which we exist, and nothing says we have to exist. It's all. Hey, there's a KRVS fan just passing by the window there. Sorry about that. My niece, Rachel Merriweather, in from Alabama, surprisingly. But, you know, we reflect our culture here, and we have wide musical tastes here in Louisiana. We're very musically literate, and we hope that KRVS reflects those interests and tastes. And you're not going to find the same kind of public radio station in other states that may not have the same culture. So don't take it for granted. Don't think that this is how public radio is everywhere else. It isn't. We're special. We're unique and among public radio stations, just as you are unique as a culture. So support it. Don't think that there's a mandate that says public radio has to be in a community. It's here because you support it. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Pledge now. However you do it, it's important. We need your help. And we have just a little bit left in the Blues Box, an hour or so left. And you know, you're going to want one of those Blues Box shirts when you see them wandering around a festival. So think about getting one for a $75 contribution or over, and we're going to get back on with the music.
Thanks, Judith. And again, thank you, all of you out there who do support us. We're going to turn next to a new recording by Michael Iron Man Burks out of Detroit. Unfortunately, he passed away not too long ago, died of a heart attack in his mid-40s. His latest and last disc is Show of Strength, out on Alligator Records. Here's Michael on guitar and vocals with What Does It Take to Please You?
Take the breeze. You done everything I
picture, baby, and I don't know where to scratch. Come here, babe, I want you to scratch my back. I know you can do it, so baby, get to it. Are you working with it now? Yeah, you got me feeling real good. Yeah, a little bit to the side, baby. I know you can do it, baby. Get to it. This girl so knows how to scratch. Yeah, baby, scratch my back. A little lower, baby. Ooh, you know how to scratch my back. Hey, now you're doing the chicken scratch there. Oh, yeah, baby, it's looking real, real good. Keep on scratching. Baby, I need you to do it, baby. I want you to hop to it. Hey,
Coleman with a cover of Slim Harpo's Scratch My Back. This from a disc called Louisiana Swamp Stomp, featuring a whole lot of great Louisiana talent. Sonny Landreth is on this disc, Larry Garner, also Carol Friend, David Egan, Buddy Flett, a little Freddie King, and the disc proceeds from sales of this disc benefit the Northern Louisiana Brain and Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. Before hearing Omar Coleman doing a cover of Slim Harpo, we heard the latest from Michael Ironman Burks, a track from his latest and unfortunately last disc, Show of Strength. He did a tune called What Does It Take to Please You? And we're hoping that you're pleased enough with public radio that if you are not yet a member, that you'll become one in the next hour and a half. And the number to call to pledge your financial support to public radio here in Lafayette and Acadiana and, well, anywhere that you catch us on air or on the web, the number to call, 337-482-5787, or pledge securely online at krvs.org. And we've mentioned the premium of the Slim Harpo t-shirt. Slim Harpo was from the Baton Rouge area, actually born in Lobdell. And in 1957, he recorded his classic King Bee, a tune that is covered by the Rolling Stones, Muddy Waters. All sorts of people over the years have done renditions of Slim Harpo's music. His real name was James Isaac Moore, and he got the name Slim Harpo when he recorded for J.D. Miller out of Crowley. J.D. sort of gave nicknames to a lot of the musicians that recorded there, like Lightning Slim, also Lazy Lester. Slim Harpo, I believe, if I remember right, I think his wife came up with that particular moniker, but it definitely stuck, and he recorded quite a bit in the 1960s, again starting in 1957. And he unfortunately passed away quite unexpectedly of a heart attack in 1970 at age 46. Here is Slim Harpo.
I want you to be my Tina Nina. I want you to be my Tina Nina. Tell me the truth. Ain't you my Tina Nina? Now will you love me? Will you hold me? Will you squeeze me? Come on, don't tease me. Tell me the truth. Ain't you my Tina Nina?
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we turn now to the concert calendar. We're going to check out some of the music going on around the area. There is, of course, a whole lot of that. And things start up, excuse me, in about 30 minutes with a excuse me, I'm having a little trouble here. I'm going to have to go to another song. Here's Billy Boy Arnold with another Slim Harpo cover.
Shake your hip, baby. Now she don't know.
Shake Your Hips, a Slim Harpo tune, actually one that was probably based on a 1955 recording by Little Walter. Same melody, same drive and everything else. This is from Billy Boy Arnold's disc Back Where I Belong, came out in 1993. Arnold, back in the 50s, was a young, very hot blues harp player, and of course, Slim Harpo, a great Louisiana blues artist, swamp blues artist. With us in the studio, Judith Merriweather. Judith, we're just playing some Slim Harpo, talking about the T-shirt. You've got some new pledges?
Yes, we'd like to thank Brooke Hamilton, Brooke and Susan Hamilton.
Thanks.
Their yearly contribution. We really, really appreciate that, Brooke and Susan. Jude Harmonica Man Johnson from New Iberia called in. He even gave us a sampling of his harmonica playing on the phone.
Well, thanks.
So thanks. Jude Harmonica Man Johnson. Merci beaucoup. Thanks to V.T. O'Shaughnessy from Lafayette. Loves the Blues Box. Sounds like the whole household loves the Blues Box there. And Kathleen Touchette from Abbeville. Loves the station. Listens to it at work, in the car, and at home. And it's important to donate to keep our favorite station on the air. Thank you very much. She loves everything we do. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS, the number to call to pledge your support for public radio. We're getting down to the last hour and a half. You've been thinking about it, contemplating that public radio blues algorithm for your blues dues, and we hope that you've come up with just the right amount, whether it's $25, maybe $75 for that T-shirt, if you really would like to support and promote the blues and KRVS when you're out and about in town or at a festival. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, the number to call to pledge your support, or online right now at krvs.org. And it's kind of the lunch hour. Some people heading down to Bach Lunch. Timond will be playing there. Megan Brown, who works here at KRVS, is in Timond, and they will be playing from noon until 1 o'clock. So we know a lot of people getting ready for lunch, but if you have a moment before you head out or when you get back, please make that call or stop by KRVS to make your pledge. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. This is the hour. We know that so many people over the week have been listening and celebrating public radio with us as well. And some people have said, you know, it's like a little window into KRVS during the fundraiser. We get to hear announcers at different times and hear announcers talking about things that they don't normally talk about since they're focused on the music. Lee Kleinpeter was in helping us pitch during the news one day. And of course, it's always fun to have just conversations with Cecil and Herman Fuselier and the Zydeco guys on Saturday. Really nice little window into the workings of KRVS, and we hope you've enjoyed that as well. 337-482-5787. Do your part to make sure public radio exists in our community. It takes the public. Public radio was created to be that partnership, and unless you and KRVS and the producers are all doing their jobs, public radio doesn't happen. It only works with all of us working together. Please give what you can. Don't hesitate to call because you think your gift is not enough. Every gift is. Every gift counts. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, and you can make that so easily online. If you work for a company, please check out their matching gift program. Your donation of, say, $50 could become $100, or if you're giving more, it could double and be a really nice way to augment your contribution to KRVS. 337-482-5787. And we're going to get back on with some music, but we're here and we'll be with Raul until 1 o'clock, and we'll be here all afternoon with American Roots and then a live Freetown radio with musicians in the studio. So you can stop by all afternoon to make your contribution.
And what time does parking?
12:30. Well, around 12, classes start letting out and it becomes better. But the university is closed at 12:30, so you can park without fear on campus. You know, it's anyone can park after 12:30. And you can come right on in to KRVS, take a look at the studios if you haven't seen them. We'd love to see you and visit with you. So make that contribution in whatever way you can.
We'd love to hear from you, and we hope that we will, those of you who have not yet pledged to public radio here in Lafayette. We're going to try once again, see if I can get through a list of some of the music going on. Bach Lunch will feature T-Monde, and they may have already started playing. Again, Megan Brown and friends playing in that group. That's at Parc Sans Souci in downtown Lafayette during the lunch hour. Then a little later at Ford Downtown Alive, around 6 p.m., the Revivalists from New Orleans will be performing for that event. Corey Lede will be playing for Music and Market in Opelousas tonight. And, of course, there'll be music out at Acadian Village this evening with the Black Pot Festival. A lot of musicians and a lot of people coming in just to camp out and play old-time music, string band music, all sorts of music. So something to consider. Music there starts at 5 p.m. this evening at Acadian Village with Black Pot Festival. If you'd like a complete rundown of all the bands playing through Saturday night, do check them out. You can do that on the internet. Just enter Black Pot Festival into your favorite search engine. And also this evening, Sons of Voodoo and Royal Teeth at Blue Moon Saloon, Scott Allen Stagg at Bisbano, Steve Adams at Backstage Bar and Grill, The Specklers, Tortue and Maker's Reel at Artmosphere, Big Sam's Funky Nation at Wild Salmon this evening. Also, Alan Toussaint will be in town performing for the Crossroads series at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tomorrow morning, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys will be playing for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, the Von Dukes and also the Boone Swagglers will be at Artmosphere. The Southern Ears and Sean Bruce at Blue Moon Saloon. Also tomorrow night, Pat Richard and Southern Tones at Backstage Bar and Grill. And Saturday night, Hugh and the Wrecking Crew plays blues at Kate's 2. And, of course, Saturday night, lots going on at the Black Pot Festival. Also on Saturday afternoon, there's a fundraiser for the Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum on East St. Mary here, just a block or two off campus. Things start up at 1 p.m. There's a wine, and it's basically a wine and food festival. So lots of great food and also wine tasting. If you'd like more information on this event, you can call 482-2-ART. Or museum.louisiana@edu, and there'll be music at that event by the Tommy Shreve Trio and also the Louisiana Classical Guitar Society. Tommy Shreve will also be playing Sunday for brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. The Foghorn String Band plays Cochon Lafayette on Sunday for a brunch. Zydeco Ray will be at Randall's, Taylor Verrett at Artmosphere. Monday night, there's a fundraiser for an Army specialist that was badly wounded this past June. He's a triple amputee, and there's a special run, a costume 3-mile run, a 1-mile walk, starting at 6 p.m. at Cochon Lafayette. Lots of events connected with that fundraiser. Right now we're going to turn to, we mentioned Little Walter a few minutes ago, possibly being the source of the melody of that Slim Harpo tune, Shake Your Hips. Here is Little Walter from 1963 doing a number penned by Willie Dixon. Something to consider as this fundraiser goes on. Here is Little Walter with Dead Presidents.
Them dead presidents, them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm barely dead. Everybody loved them dead presidents. A little bit of Lincoln can't park the car. Washington and he can't go too far. Jefferson is good, play the track. If you think you're gonna bring something big, big back, them dead presidents, them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm barely bent. Everybody loved them dead presidents. Hamilton on a 10 can get you straight, but Jackson on a 20 is really great. And if you're talking about a old man friend, that will get you out of whatever you in. Them dead presidents, them dead presidents.
Franklin is really sweet. 500 McKinnon is the one for me. If I get a Cleveland, I'm really set. $1,000 Cleveland is hard to get. Them dead presidents. Them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm barely dead. Everybody loved them dead presidents.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
Support for KRVS comes from the Black Pot Festival and Cook-Off, coming up Friday and Saturday, October 26th and 27th at Acadian Village in Lafayette. The Black Pot Festival features live music, local cuisine, and on-site camping. For more information, the website is blackpotfestival.com.
From 1956, that of course was Howling Wolf with his own composition, Smokestack Lightning. Really, really great tune, great guitar work on that particular track. Howling Wolf, one of the great Chicago blues artists of the 1950s and 60s. He was preceded by someone else that could be described that way, and that was Little Walter. We heard Little Walter from 1963. doing a number written by Willie Dixon, Dead Presidents. And, of course, he wasn't referring to anything that should cause any great concern. He was referring to the dead presidents that are memorialized on American currency. And we are in our fundraiser. We hope that maybe you'll think in terms of those currencies and pledging a bit of that to help us keep these programs on the air. 482-5787 is the number to call. 482-KRVS or pledge online at krvs.org. We're going to stick with Chicago blues, 50s and 60s. We're going to turn now to a tune that Muddy Waters had recorded. And he got it did fairly well on the R&B charts with this particular number. I think he got up in the teens. But Ann Cole, who first recorded it, got up higher on the R&B charts with her rendition of this tune. She recorded the first version of this, and she went on a package tour around the South and backed up to some degree by a Muddy Waters band. Muddy learned a tune from her, and he ended up recording it. Ann hadn't, it hadn't been released while Ann was on tour. Her manager had said, please don't play tunes that that we're going to record, have recorded, or whatever, that haven't been released. She did so anyway, and Muddy Waters sort of cut into the revenue for this song, at least as far as Ann Cole is concerned. But we're going to listen to Ann. She recorded this allegedly. There's sometimes different dates are given for her recording, but let's just settle for one of them, January of 1957. Here she is with the original version of Got My Mojo Working, really, really hot little tune, Ann Cole.
No matter where I go, about you. I got a cabin, a package store, I hit the number 444, I got a mojo. Don't you know, all dressed up, no place to go. I got a women to the right of me, I got a women to the left of me, I got a women all around me, but I ain't got you.
From 1955, that was Jimmy Reed with one of his hottest recordings, I Ain't Got You. Jimmy Reed on guitar and on blues harp on that track, and Henry Gray is listed as a pianist on that number. The band The Yardbirds would later take that tune, and they changed the car. They'd make it from an Eldorado Cadillac. They turned it into a Maserati, but anyway, it was they were really into the blues of the 1950s, Chicago blues. And we heard Ann Cole prior to hearing the Jimmy Reed. Ann Cole from 1957 with the first recording, the original recording of Got My Mojo Working. That tune was written by a guy by the name of Preston Foster, and as of the late 1990s, he was still getting $20,000 to $30,000 a year in royalties from that particular number. His mojo was working pretty well when he wrote
it. You could tell.
But Judith, how is our mojo working?
Well, it comes in waves. When we talk, people call. So we're hoping that you will call while we're talking right now. That telephone number is 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Thanks to Jim Davis from Lafayette. He says he's been listening for years, and to keep up the good work, Raoul. Thanks to Doug Smith. Doug and Melissa Smith, thank you very much for your longtime contribution. We appreciate that. And thanks to Anonymous.
Okay. Oh,
he's challenging all anonymous donations. We appreciate that. And thanks to my niece, Rachel Merriweather, who stopped by. She's from Alabama, and she's here for Black Pod and stopped in to make her contribution because she listens all the time on her phone. Now, ever since she discovered public radio apps, that's it. She is on KRVS listening over there in Alabama. So thank you very much for making that contribution. And all of you who are taking the time to do your part to support this program, the other programs you listen to on KRVS, and just the fact that public radio is here to allow you to listen to things that were not possible on top 40 stations, that they just don't have the means. If everything is bound by the market, many of these forms of music, genres of music, would never find their way onto a program there.
They're just not profitable.
They aren't. But we think they're pretty profitable. We get a lot of pleasure out of them, and we think you do too. And that's why we're here. We're committed to public radio. We're committed to this form of radio. But it's only possible if we're all doing our part, and that means you contributing every year to your public radio station. And whatever you can give, we say that and we mean that. If it's $10 that you can afford right now, that's wonderful. $25, $52, we suggest levels, but everybody has different circumstances and different ways of listening to the radio. It's a very personal donation, and we are asking you not to sit back and just wait for everyone else to support it. Please do your part in whatever way you can. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And again, thanks to Jimmy Guidry and Hub City Diner with their biscuits for the blues and the Taco Sisters for our lunch. We really, really appreciate that.
That we do.
337-482-5787. 877-482-KRVS or anytime securely, anytime during the fundraiser at krvs.org, where you can pay by credit card very easily. Just click on that red button on the top right-hand corner of our webpage, krvs.org, or drop in. If you're on your way back from Bach lunch or having lunch someplace else, you can stop by KRVS. Again, parking lightens up at 12:30 on campus. So we hope to see you here, and we hope to take you around the studio and talk to you about what you like about KRVS. And you can take a look at the premiums and make your choice and head out for the weekend. 337-482-5787. Please call now. Pay your blues dues. Do your part.
Thanks, Judith, and as always, thank all of you out there who do support us. We are KRVS, Public Radio for Acadiana, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, also streaming live audio on the web at krvs.org. We just heard Jimmy Reed from 1955. We're going to stick with that classic here, and here's another tune that the British blues rock band The Yardbirds covered some years after this original recording. Recording done in March of 1955, Bo Diddley with the original I'm a Man.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man. I spell M-A-N, man. Can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. I'm a man. Spell M-A-N.